Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about timing. Timing is everything.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We wanted to talk a little bit about timing as one of the elements for strategy in a successful real estate transaction.
Timing, on a number of occasions, will be pretty much everything. If you show up late, there may be offers in front of you, and you're going to have to outcompete those things which the seller is already looking at and considering that maybe that is a good opportunity. Somehow or another, you need to nose those people out of the way. I'm somewhat of an expert at doing that. It's an interesting negotiation that occurs, and it's all ethical, it's all moral. It's just I know where the weaknesses are, and I'm probably going to speak to the weaknesses to strengthen my buyer's position.
And in regards to timing, this is a difficult one, especially when it's a home you've fallen in love with. If you're certain that that property is far overpriced, your timing may be to pull back and delay. Let the market beat up that seller. Sorry, sellers, I don't mean it as abusive as it sounds, but you really got to let them get educated, because on the day that they put it on the market and it's $40,000 over and you're convinced you're going to turn this property in 3 years, it's just a stepping stone property, so you have to make a smart financial decision. Let it happen. Let someone either overpay or wait for the seller to be beat up a little bit and be realistic. That's a tough strategy in timing, especially in a market like this.
Well, it really is, because if you are quote unquote romantically involved with that property, it appears to meet all of your criteria for the next phase of ownership, you're going to have to stand by. You're going to have to introduce reality, and reality frequently comes back with this message. It hasn't been on the market long enough. I think I can do better than that. And so you have to stand back, either that or you have to give on your price point, and that's
and
a tough one.
It also is not meeting all your goals. One of your goals was to make a financially wise decision on the
exactly.
purchase and gain the ground that you could during ownership.
Yep.
So you've really got to stay true to your plan, which means you go to making a plan before you go looking for properties. You've got to set your goals. A lot of people, I see investors especially, Bob, where they say, well, it's under rented. We could get more.
Oh,
I thought
always.
One of your goals was to maximize the rent, the investment. Well, we like these folks. They've been there a long time. So you've got to get your goals in mind.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I hear that so often. Oh, this property is so under rented. What you're trying to do is dangle a carrot in front of a buyer. You can raise the rents unmercifully. Wrong.
That's right. So get a strategy together before you write an offer. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.